Paul Isbell is a senior fellow with the Elcano Royal Institute for International and Strategic Studies in Madrid. Mr. Isbell, did terrorists determine the outcome of the Spanish election?
No. That's a gross simplification that is being repeated, I must admit, on the news media. The bombing certainly had an influence, but the election result, and I should probably make this clear, Spaniards were not saying that they were scared of Al-Qaeda or Islamic-related terrorism, or that they felt that ultimately it's worth appeasing it. What they were saying, ultimately, is that a war which they felt was not related or essential to that war on international terror, here I'm referring to the Iraq War, which they felt was unwise in a very large majority, upwards of 85 to 90%, would probably only cause more problems than it would resolve. They felt that they were finally being singled out as a result of that participation. So the verdict was really one of which government they felt more comfortable leading Spain, not just in its domestic and European affairs, but in its alliance with the United States on the war on terror.
Is it the feeling among Spanish voters that last Thursday's bombings were the direct result of Spain's involvement in Iraq?
The feeling seems to be that had Spain stayed with its traditional position within the European Union, which is to seek a consensus even at the expense of following the French and the Germans, or had ultimately the United States accommodated the European position, let's say the French and German position, and waited for a second Security Council resolution at the conclusion of the inspector's work, that Spain probably would not have experienced the attack last Thursday in that way. So the feeling is that the way that President Aznar handled the Iraq crisis directly provoked the attack last Thursday.
Do you think March 11th is going to have the same impact in Spain as September 11th has had in the United States?
That would be very hard. It would be very difficult for an event to duplicate what seems to have been the impact on the United States of September 11th. It's had its own particular surprising impact, which was the victory of the Social Democrats in the election on Sunday, which even staunch Social Democratic supporters would not have predicted, could not have even dreamed of just two or three days earlier.
The European Union is holding high-level talks this week to assess the continent's anti-terrorism measures. What can be done in Spain and elsewhere to combat terrorism?
Well, the things that have typically been done and are being done to collaborate on intelligence and on other police and security strategies for tracking suspects. But the idea that because Spanish citizens decided to come out in large numbers, when traditionally a good 2.5 million votes that were cast on Sunday would not have been cast because people would have stayed at home on Sunday thinking it wasn't quite really worth the ultimate effort of bothering. The fact that those votes came out and expressed themselves in the way they did in no way means that Spain is rolling over on the war on terror, or that Spain is no longer willing and enthusiastic to collaborate with the United States and others on strategy and tactics to defend the West against unreasonable Islamic terrorism.
What is Aznar's legacy? Will he forever be remembered for his decision to support the invasion of Iraq?
It's really too early to tell, but if one were to be forced to bet money on what would happen to Aznar's legacy, that would be a pretty good bet, that he will forever be remembered for that.
Paul Isbell is a senior fellow at the Elcano Royal Institute for International and Strategic Studies in Madrid.